BBC Essex.
On digital,
online,
on FM and AM.
Dave Monk
on BBC Essex.
Excuse me. Now, can women write erotica? Are women passionate enough to write about sex? Well, apparently the new owner of the Erotic Review, who is herself a woman, says that she doesn't really think that female writers are up to it. She actually says, and I'll give you a quote here, it's like having a meat lover's guide written by a vegetarian. Now, is that right, or is it just a load of old baloney? Well, who better to ask than a writer of erotic stuff? Mitzi Soretto is from Brentwood and is very successful in her field. Mitzi, hello.
Hi.
What do you reckon on this? Can women write erotica?
Listen, I actually think that this was some publicity thing to put some life back into a publication that should have been put out of its misery years ago.
Oh, don't be bitchy. Now, come on.
Hey, look, I know, but I think it's pretty obvious. But actually, of course, women can write it, and they write it better.
What is erotica? Can you, without getting too smutty, can you distinguish between erotica and porn?
Yes, you can, but we would probably need a week worth of interview to get through that whole process. But, it's a matter of engagement, really. Porn only engages on one level, and it's quite primitive. And erotica engages on more than one level. It engages all the senses. It engages the intellect. And that's the main difference, the intellect.
Right. I'm not going to ask for an example of porn, but what is erotica? Can you sort of define it and maybe give me an example that we can broadcast?
Again, I think we would need a week to discuss that. But I think you really need to look at the point that we're not just dealing with something that's very black and white. There's lots of layers. There's lots of color. And I think that is something we need to consider. Erotica just needs to stimulate the intellect as well as the physical nature of a person. And, porn is just very one-dimensional.
Right. It's, bing, bang, bong, and away we go.
Exactly. There's just nothing really there. It's very disposable. It's forgotten as soon as you've finished reading it or viewing it.
Yeah, you see, this report, and obviously it might be an advertising stunt. I mean, you don't know, do you? But it's something that really struck me as quite interesting. It says that women, they say, can't write it because women see love and sex on a lot of different levels, because they do see it in a multi-layered way. It doesn't actually come out as very erotic because so much of it is, mentally related, shall we say.
Well, is that wrong, though? If we're just going to be reduced to, body parts behaving in a primitive way, what kind of humanity is that?
How do you learn to write erotica, or is it something that comes naturally?
I think that it's a matter of just being able to write in general. I mean, we all know about the Guardian Bad Sex in Fiction Award, and there's some extremely respected and revered writers who, when it comes to writing, say, a sex scene, suddenly regress into something like in the school playground.
What do you mean?
John Updike, who's recently passed away, he was very respected as a writer, but his sex scenes were just dire. Absolutely dire.
What makes a sex scene dire? I'm trying to get to the nub of this.
I think juvenile prose, writing as if perhaps it's a couple of blokes at the locker room or at the bar, a very unsophisticated type of language and approach to it, really.
What sort of he grabbed her boobies type approach?
Exactly. Really silly, very, very childish. Yeah, and you find that with a lot of male writers, very, very childish depictions of sexuality and sex scenes.
Because that is the way to get it wrong, but the way to get it right is to be completely open about it, I assume, is it?
It depends really what your audience is and what you're trying to achieve with your scene. Explicitness doesn't necessarily make it good. I think it's a matter, it's a very fine line. You have to weigh a lot of factors in what it is you're trying to achieve with what it is you're writing. Mm. But, it's something that a lot of people tend to feel, they clam up, so to speak, when they try to write something like this. They can write, say, a gruesome, bloodied, murdered scene, but somehow they can't write about this.
Wonder why?
That's a good question. I mean, I deal with this in my erotic writing workshops a lot as well. And it's that sort of thing like, why is it that people, I think it might be because they feel that the reader is going to think they're writing about themselves or their own life.
Yeah.
And yet, if you write about a character who's a serial killer, no one assumes that of you.
But you're right, aren't you? You're right that people are worried that it will give away something about their own lives.
I know, and it's totally silly because as writers, we are paid to write. We're paid to create. And if we just wrote every single thing that was true, you know, that was our feelings or our opinions or our life, I don't know, then we'd be, I suppose, autobiographers.
But can you write erotica without having experienced a fair amount of it?
I think you can, because, I mean, you can write about being a killer without having killed. You know, I mean, that's the argument.
But but having said that, if you haven't had experience of erotica, a lot of people who have will know that you're faking it. Not many of us have killed, so so we won't know that that person is faking it. Do you see what I'm going?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. But, well, you know, it's all about, we all have emotions, we all have thoughts, and of course, fantasies. And if someone perhaps has not experienced something, then they can simply write about something they've fantasized about. And of course, you do your research as well. You might be writing about something totally foreign to you, some type of behavior or activities or practices you've never participated in and perhaps never wished to.
Mm.
So that's when it's time to get out some, you know, get some research going.
And is that what you do?
I don't really get into something to that level where I really need to research. I'm more concerned with crafting characters and scenarios and plots and emotions and various things like that. So it's not like I'm writing about something that is so way out there that I've got to, you know, spend weeks checking into it.
But I think you're absolutely right that it is the same with writing as it is with visual erotica, isn't it? You know, a veil, just one veil, can be much more erotic than no veil.
Exactly.
And it's the same with writing, I guess, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, what is it, the expression in art, less is more?
Whereas in this, it would be more is more, would it?
Well, not necessarily.
Depending whether you're talking about clothing or what.
Well, I mean...
Oh, don't confuse it. Yeah.
There's just a point where maybe it could be too much, and sometimes you need to hold back, and a lot of erotic writing, maybe it just goes too far over to the point where it almost, you know, nullifies and numbs the reader.
Yes.
Like porn does. It numbs you after a while, and there's nothing. You feel nothing anymore.
When people come to you to learn how to write erotica, I mean, what are their reasons? Why do they pick this particular genre of literature?
They're not necessarily coming to write erotica, but I've had a lot of people who have come to my courses who maybe, as I said, clammed up when it came to writing something that was of a sexual nature, and they wanted to write it better. And in a way, they come to the workshop, and I suppose I make them feel comfortable that, hey, you know, just write this. What's the problem? Why is everyone suddenly all funny about it? And it frees them up, and they realize they have nothing to be afraid of.
Right. And when you're writing that sort of thing, bring in all the senses.
Exactly. And it's also that thing that maybe they always worry, what's grandma going to think? You know, if grandma sees what they've written, they're, you know, that kind of thing. And you can't be true to yourself as an artist, you know, be it a creative artist in paint or in words. You can't be true to yourself if you're going to always be worried about what's so-and-so going to think or say.
That's so true in so many things in life, isn't it? Really, you've got to be true to yourself, and you've got to be confident in what you do.
Exactly.
But once you start worrying about what everybody else is going to say, then you'll never do it anyway.
Exactly. You become your own worst enemy and your own censor.
Mm. Is it a big market?
You know, the market's changing so much. I mean, I've kind of been moving into more of a multi-genre area and, you know, sort of doing a mashup of genres. But, you know...
Like what? Sorry, what?
Well, I mean, for instance, you know, with my Getting Even book, I had a bit of crime in there, a bit of horror, you know, a bit of erotica. It just all kind of mixes up. But
bit like life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You have to move with things and you know, be like the butterfly, constantly moving and changing.
But as far as you're concerned, women are just as good as men at writing this stuff.
I will go out on a limb and I will say they're better. And that's not, I'm not being sort of sexist or anything, but I just truly believe it because I do a lot of anthologies and the majority of good material that comes in is written by women or, interestingly enough, gay men.
Why?
Good question. I think it's maybe because they're just not in that blokey mentality where they're just conditioned by porn and by their, you know, peers into being a certain way.
So, right. Yes. Yeah. So more sensitive, basically.
Well, yes, yes. I mean, you know, heterosexual men tend to grow up in a certain way and they think they have to be a certain way. And I do think that stunts them from expressing themselves in an erotic or sexual way. And I think it stunts them emotionally as well.
I haven't got much going for us, really.
No, you sure don't. I'm sorry to say.
Might as well give up now. Mitzi, thank you very much. Fantastic. Mitzi Saretto from Brentwood, a writer, erotica, and also teaches people how to do it as well. Mitzi, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you. Do you agree? Are men any good at it? I mean, Mitzi says she reckons that women are better at it than men. This magazine thing that I was talking about, name escapes me completely. Oh, the Erotic Review says that only men can write it because women are a little bit too, you know, they have too many agendas. They complicate it. They make too many layers. It's too conditional. And also, they say that women lie when they write. How about that? Women think that the Kama Sutra is an Indian takeaway. I quote,
"Hi, my name's Pete Walker. I live in Great Notley and I'm a fireman. The traffic is up to date and it will get you where you're going much quicker. My first record that I bought was Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel. I think I got that from Woolworths.
Hi, I'm Phil.
Hi, my name is Ruth.
I'm Pamela.
I'm Steve from Southend.
It's an absolutely fantastic station.
BBC Essex. Be part of it.